Yo, you know all like the underground, yeah, like the SoundCloud.
SoundCloud, man. This guy named Sick Boy Rari, like he just mumbles on the chart, like straight up mumbling.
Yo, how does that sell though? That's crazy. Like, how does?
Bro, this guy.
It's just the track, yeah, just the beats.
Still underground though, you know what I'm saying? He's still like, he's not popping, he's not mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, it's like might come and go. You know, like. It might evolve,
yeah,
but it might just fall off. There's people that like spit something, you know what I'm saying? Like, have you heard the UK man?
Yeah, like the UK
yeah,
drill.
Yeah, the UK drill. Like, they're really like feel it, and they're like spinning something. They're spinning like real facts. But like when you hear like ooh.
Yeah, I know, like Young Thug and shit, but the thing is, that shit's still hard. You know what I mean? Because there's a time where you separate like. Let's say lyrical.
Yeah.
And then just like a hard track. You know, I mean like a catchy track.
Yeah.
Cause most of the time the music we hear is just catchy tracks. Like a lot of the time it's not lyrical anymore. But there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like it's still hard either way. Yeah, it still gets it's you still, like the energy.
But I find that most of the time those people like that aren't lyrical aren't there for a long time, you know what I'm saying?
That's true. Well, like, actually nowadays.
Okay.
Nowadays, bro.
Nowadays they might stay around, but like it's not as like relevant. Some of them might hit like 100 mil at one point.
But then
like Lil Pump, for example, like falling off, you know. Bro, what I'm saying?
Right.
Who's someone that's still up there?
Lil Uzi, fam. Lil Uzi, dude. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Lil Uzi, he's not very lyrical. He can be.
He can be though.
He can be. He has the talent to be.
Yeah.
But he's not very lyrical. Like that you can consider that mumble rap. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Even let's say look at who's on the billboards right now. 6ix9ine. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but 6ix9ine, yo.
Okay, 6ix9ine is different because he can fall like off any
clowning,
day.
Yeah, he's with the clown.
He's like a troll. Yeah,
he's trolling all the time. So he's not like. Thinking straight.
That's true. Like, well, yo, what do you think about Uzi's like jewel, like the crystal in his forehead?
Bro, I hear that thing is infected.
Yeah, he said like it would start bleeding and shit.
Yeah, it was like bleeding and whatnot, and like
because there's a fucking rock on your forehead, bro.
Yeah, I hear he has to get it removed.
Oh, he does.
But yo, do you know who else did it before Lil Uzi?
Who?
Sauce Walker. He has a small one on the side of his cheek right here, and it's smaller.
Word.
He got it implanted before Lil Uzi.
Word. Yeah, but it's not on his forehead though.
Yeah, it's not on his forehead. He doesn't look like, what's that guy from got the Avengers,
Vision.
Or
Tsunade.
Yeah. Tsunade.
Yo, did you hear that theory though? Lil Uzi said he might die when he's 27, right? He's joining the 27
watching,
club.
I was watching the, you said on this.
Yeah, so we talked about this 27 club before.
Yeah.
So pretty much, just a quick summary. The 27 club was pretty much a group of people that all died at the age 27, like Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, a bunch of these like artists, they died at the age 27. Now Lil Uzi, he said in the Nardwar interview, he said he was looking at a poster and he was like, at the age 27, I'm gonna die for this man right here. He said at the age of 27, he said that.
Hold on, so he was 27?
No, he said
when he turns 27,
he's gonna die.
Okay,
and then this year, he's turning 27 and he just got the jewel in his head.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he paid how much for it? He paid like 24 mil or some shit.
Yeah. Something
so there's like a theory that Lil Uzi knows something that we don't. He's like, fuck it, I'm gonna buy that shit because it's kind of cool.
It's the alien invasion, bro.
What?
You heard they announced aliens are real and they were testing UFO crash.
That's been a thing.
You know what I'm saying? So it's an alien invasion, bro. Like,
oh, you think he knows about that?
Yeah, I think he knows that aliens are coming.
Nah, the theory is like he knows like he's gonna die because he's going to age 27.
And he said
he wants to join the 27 club. So like all that Illuminati shit, like maybe he's part of something.
Yeah, he's part of something higher for sure. Like most artists are, like once you reach that height, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd say like Jay-Z, you always see him with the
rock, Illuminati, yeah, the Illuminati shit.
Illuminati with his eyes.
Yo, you know Party in the USA?
Yeah.
You know the theory about Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah.
Why?
So there's a theory that she was part of the Illuminati. And then you know when she's she went to LA, the song is about her going to LA and then pretty much joining the LA scene.
Yeah.
Like Party in the USA.
Yeah.
So there's a theory, the music that she hears on the radio are members of the Illuminati. She turns on the radio, A Jay-Z song is on. And then what's the next one? A Britney song is on.
Yeah. Britney. And those are all two people that like.
Those are two people that were like known.
Known for Illuminati
shit.
Yeah. Bro, that's crazy. I heard that song. Yeah. But I heard that song was supposed to go to like Bare Other People.
Bare Other Artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the writer of the song, I saw it on like one of these videos. It was like, yeah, I was supposed to give this to da 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 da.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus wasn't the only one that got that song.
Damn, that's interesting. Still. Yeah, I didn't know that.
They never thought it was gonna blow up. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of these songs, like I know a lot of hit songs for sure.
Yeah.
They're written by writers, not necessarily the artist.
Yeah.
And then they'll give it out to like whoever they think is best suited for it. Right?
That's how it usually goes down. I'm pretty sure.
Mm. Are there any other songs like that? You know,
that are supposed to give out to other
that were supposed to be someone else, but ended up being that person?
I can't think of them off my head.
Oh, you know, the song with Gunna with Don Toliver, Lemonade. You know Lemonade?
Yeah.
So that Lemonade track, right?
Mm.
It wasn't actually Don Toliver. This whole time, it was actually written and sung by somebody else.
Oh.
It was by another like small artist. I forgot the name of it, but hold on, it might be in the credits. There's so many song credits on here. That's what's crazy. Like when I look at song credits like this, yeah, it says like, written by, and you'll get a whole f-ing paragraph of names.
Yeah, like and it doesn't even really say like what they're doing. Like yeah, it says written by.
Yeah, but it then, just shows all the yeah, names.
It
like
says bare names. Like how are you supposed to know what who?
Yeah,
did what,
you, how know? Do you know? Yeah, who yeah. did what? Like yeah, what line? Like yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we want to like look into the guy's soul and be like, yo, I know you, bro. I know you. I'm feeling you. I'm yeah. feeling the energy in the air, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. Because like most of the time we don't know who said what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We
yeah.
just know who performed it.
Yeah.
We just know who performed it, but we yeah. don't know who said what.
Never know. There's always people in the background, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're, let's say, when you're drug dealing,
mm.
there's always someone higher up, bro.
Yeah,
there's
for sure.
Always someone for sure. higher and higher.
You got
and
the
higher.
Supplier. You got the cartel lord. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you got the boss.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, you never know like where you are. It's kind of like a pyramid scheme, fam. Yeah, you know those pyramid schemes?
Yeah.
Remember when everyone was trying to get on like what's it called that shit with the loom?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, there's bear of them, and then
you ever get into one?
Nah, I'm not running that. Then you're telling other people, yo, let's run the pyramid scheme, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the other guy's like, yeah, but you're making more money than me. I want to make more money than you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it just gets greedy, bro. It just gets greedy. Once money's involved in anything,
and then someone always loses.
Yeah. And it gets greedy, bro. Like everyone's just like,
yo, what do you think about like the Forex shit? Because I know a lot of people are doing that with Forex, like pyramid schemes.
Forex. My friends want to get into that, you know?
Why though? Why don't they just get into stocks, dog?
That's what I was saying. I'm like, yo, let me just get into the stocks. Real shit.
Because the Forex shit is they want to recruit you under them.
Yeah. But I don't know, bro. Like stocks, gambling, all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
There's that chance that you lose, and usually you lose. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Okay. That's
usually
that's
just, you lose. Like the people that are always like stockbrokers, for example.
Yeah.
Like, how many times have, for my parents' example,
mm-hmm.
they invested into a stockbroker. You know, he's like, yo, this is supposed to go up this much, and then
yeah.
Bro, it flopped.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But so, the like, thing is, you can never predict it.
Right? Yeah, you can never predict it.
You can never predict it. You can study it and kind of forecast.
Yeah.
But it's like the weather, dog. Like you can't.
Like for real.
You can't know exactly how it's gonna go.
Yeah.
And you don't know exactly when to pull out either.
Yeah, you never know. Like, okay, honestly, I've been on the
stocks?
No. On roulette.
On roulette. Okay, but that's gambling, bro. That's gambling.
Trust this story.
All right, yeah, let me hear you.
So I walk into the casino with my boys, you know?
Yeah.
I have like 200, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll just spend 200 and maybe I make 500, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm down like 150. I only have $50 left.
Word.
I go to the high limits table where it's $25 each, you know, for
mm-hmm.
for one bet. One bet is $25, you know? I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
I go in the middle, three times my odds, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hit it.
Oh shit, you hit it?
I hit it. I'm like, okay, 25 times 3 is 75.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let me go in again. Maybe. So I'm like, it's not going to hit the same spot again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I go, I put it.
You gamble it, you gamble it.
I put 25 down, you know, I put 25 down again. And I'm like, dang, it hits. I'm like, okay. And then all my boys are watching. They're like, yo, bro, you have to go in again. So I'm like,
but it's not gonna hit three times in a row.
I'm like, yo, I can't hit three times in a row, but it's hot.
It's hot. Yeah.
So I go, I hit it again. Boom. I lost it.
All of it.
I put in like 50 this time, bro.
Damn.
I lost.
See, that's what it is, right? Because like
they draw you in, bro.
It's the energy. It's like the energy is it's addicting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing with like fighting too. Like sometimes when you're in a fight, you get that adrenaline. Yeah. And those people that thrive off of the adrenaline, that's why they love fighting.
Like the first fight I got into in high school, mm-hmm. the adrenaline was pumping throughout all of high school, I swear, bro.
Yeah.
It was pumping. Like, I don't want to say what I did to the guy, but like
I know what you did.
I messed him up.
I know what you did,
stuff. And the man's like, yo, you never won. Don't talk to my girl. Blah, 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 blah. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. Whatever. You know, so the days go by and I'm like, yo, I'm feeling this like energy, bro. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo.
Because it's a primal kind of feeling, you know, because when you beat someone in a fight, that's like a true competition.
Yeah.
That's like true competition. There's no rules that don't make sense.
Yeah. There's no like, yo, you can't do that. Especially if like, he's like, yo, I'm going to bring like a whole gang of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I supposed to do if like a bunch of people are like, yo, I'm going to come fight you at lunchtime.
And man tried to come after you.
Yeah.
After, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, bro, what the hell? Like, and then the retaliation after, man's try to pull up to me in hallways and whatnot.
Damn, bro.
That's shout out to my man, Booth.
Yeah. He rode out with you?
He rode out with me still. Like, this one guy posted me up against the wall, you know? I was unexpected, you know?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, my man, Booth, Lucas, mm-hmm. comes out of nowhere and he's just like, yo, what are you doing to my boy, bro?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And we have him down.
Yeah.
And then another friend comes out and he's like, yo, don't punch him, don't hit him, there's cameras, you know.
Oh, we're shit. Like, yeah,
fuck, let's cut. And then we cut, you know. And the man cut from my school, went to your school, fam.
He went to my school.
He went to your school.
Who's it? Oh. Yo, and then that's when you got into Muay Thai serious, because yeah. your mom's like, nah, you gotta learn how to fight.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember that because like I remember your mom talking to me like, Logan has to learn like really good. Yeah, or some shit.
Yeah, he has to learn really nice, you know what I'm saying? And then at that time, how long ago from that was that you won your championship?
That was probably the next year or two.
Yeah, bro. Like,
oh, but backstory, people don't know. We actually met at Muay Thai.
Yeah,
we met from Muay Thai kickboxing. Yeah, that was a good time. Like at the old gym too, not even the new gym.
Yeah, the old one, and then the new one. We came out and like bare people started coming, you know.
Yeah.
And then they like slowly drop off, like, and then you see new faces, you know. Yeah. What I'm saying? And then the new year would come, and you see like lots of people come into the gym. And sign
it's
up.
Every single New Year. It's
every New Year.
Every single New Year, like people just show up.
Yeah.
Because like, they want to start their New Year's resolution
shit. Yeah. They're like, yo, I'm gonna start working out hard.
And then 2 months later,
they're gone,
dog.
You're like, where's that guy, bro?
Yeah.
You never see him again, bro.
Yeah, shout out Rub-A-Dub, bro.
Bro, Rub-A-Dub? I saw him the other day at the vape store.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he was.
What's he saying?
I didn't talk to him. I was in the car and my friend went in.
Yeah.
And then, not went in, because it's like curbside pickup there, you know?
He's one of my favorites, though.
Yeah. But he was always just, you always hear, Rub-A-Dub, Rub-A-Dub,
yeah.
Rub-A-Dub. I didn't want, because I forgot his real name, you know what I'm saying?
I think his name, I don't want to say it, but yeah.
I forgot his real name, so I didn't want to walk up to him and be like, yo, Rub-A-Dub.
I know, yeah, you know, that's the thing. That's the thing. Because it's not even like a nice nickname. Yo, do you know those ones? Like when you know their nickname, but don't know their name, but you don't know them like that.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people can relate to that shit. Yeah, that's exactly the situation.
The situation. Yeah, so like that's happened like lots of times. Usually I'd hang out with like some of the like badder kids, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like they have like some next names that like they're just known by, right?
Yeah. Like their nicknames.
Yeah, nicknames. Like everyone has their little
like
nicknames.
Don't say my govi, fam.
Yeah, don't say my govi, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, I just said it. What are you gonna do? Nah, but they wouldn't say that to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And I wouldn't say they're gummy all the time, you know? Mm. Especially if I'm like a large crowd, you know what I'm saying?
That's true, I guess.
Like,
yeah.
Like if it's like one-on-one, like you're in the guy's house, like of course you're going to call him by his actual name.
Yeah.
Unless his parents start calling him his
That's
his
weird. Other name, that's, you know? Weird.
It's happened to me though.
What do you mean?
Like I go by Bogues or Logues, you know?
And their parents and call you that?
My mom started calling me Logues.
Oh, word.
Like first I got,
okay, but that's like a nickname. Yeah. Like you could hear that
I saw my uncle lives with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, Bogues, What do you
say? Nah, he said that?
Yeah, I was sitting there like it was Super Bowl. Like,
yeah.
And I was sitting there taking shots with my friends and I was just like, Uncle, come down, take a shot, you know, take a
yeah.
shot.
Yeah. Oh, and he probably heard your friend saying it then.
Yeah. He came down and he's just, folks, I'm going upstairs now after the shot, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, the shot and whatnot. Yeah.
It was live. And he's just like, yeah, I'm going upstairs now, bro. I'm like, what? I didn't even realize.
That's bro, lit,
like,
though. That's
my,
lit.
My friends like BJ and Boof, who I just talked about, were just like, yo, he called you Bogues. I'm like, what? He never calls me Bogues, bro. Yeah. What are you talking about? You know? It was wild.
That nickname's from high school, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yo, talk about, remember that fucking the mass stabbing?
Oh, I'm high school? School?
Bro. That shit was crazy.
Okay, I'll tell them how it went first and I'll tell them my experience.
Okay, know? Okay.
Or I'll tell them my experience of the whole thing, you know, because I don't really know what happened. She just started running around like.
Yeah, okay, okay. So here's what I heard.
Yeah.
It was 10 o'clock. It was early in the morning.
Yeah, it was like right.
First
as
period.
First, no, it was first bell, like right before class started.
First bell. So first bell, we heard about it at my school. Like a little bit later, right?
Yeah, but it was just before the first period bell, like.
Damn, so we heard about it and then we're looking at our phones. We're in math class. We're like, yo, fucking your school was on lockdown.
Yeah.
And then we see the news and shit, mass stabbing.
Yeah.
Shorty with two knives, like mass stabbing. Like, what?
So what happened was this one girl, I forgot what her name was. I'm not going to mention her name, but she was like going through some stuff. Like she wasn't like the most popular kid at school. Like I don't even think I seen her with.
She's like a social outcast.
Yeah. She was like one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always be wearing like this, like, you know, those like, you know how you get those like Reaper costumes?
Oh, and yeah. I heard like about that. She was wearing like cape, bro.
Yeah, like a cape. She'd always wear like that, and like she'd come to school, she'd look like she was from straight out of Star Wars, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like a Jedi a Sith.
Or more like, you know that those scenes where like they're like wearing like brown and like they're in the jungle kind of?
Oh, like the Ewok?
Yeah. She looked like an Ewok, you know what I'm saying?
Like a Little Red Riding Hood type thing.
Yeah. She'd be like outcast, and next thing you know, I like my friend's locker where I meet up with him every single day was right across from this girl.
Yeah.
You know? So I went to the washroom right next to the locker where my friend's locker is.
Yeah.
And I go in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I come out, next thing you know, I hear screams and shit. I'm like,
fuck.
What? I'm like, everyone's like, yo, we're going in lockdown. Either cut or go into a classroom. And the teachers never said cut. The teachers were like, go into a classroom, you know?
Yeah.
But all the students were like, yo, just cut, leave.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, what do you mean leave, bro? They're like, yo, someone just got stabbed. Someone's running around with a knife. I'm like, whoa. What do you mean? This is fake. What are you talking about?
It doesn't sound real, right? It doesn't sound real.
Right, yeah. I'm like, am I getting pranked right now? Like, is someone going to come out and like prom post me or something? No. That never happened.
Yeah. Luckily, no one got like, no one got hurt like that, right?
I heard one of the gym teachers saw her.
Yeah.
And tackled the girl with the knives.
Yeah.
She had the knives.
So he was like the hero.
Yeah, he was like the hero, bro. So I was just in the washroom.
Did he take hits? Like, did she like
classroom and, you know?
Yeah.
And nah, he only got like a little scratches on his I don't know where, but like,
damn, that guy's a hero still. You know?
Yeah, he's crazy, bro. But like a bunch of people would be like in that situation and be like, yo, I'd find the girl and like I'd like hit her before she can hit me or something, you know? But like I'm like, yo, you're not, You're probably...
You're saying that now.
You're saying that now after the fact. But in that fact, that's not happening, bro.
Yeah, because you don't know until you're in that position, right? Yeah, like, you're not gonna think like that.
Yeah, he's crazy for thinking like that, bro. Mm. He's like, yo, I'm going to save the whole school, basically, bro.
Mm.
You know?
It takes a certain person, right? Yeah. Like, you have to be that type of person that thinks quick.
Yeah.
Or is calm in, like, very stressful situations.
For real, like... Most fighters have that, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, most fighters have that. Like, they're very calm under like...
Under pressure. Yeah. I think that's what taught me that, to be calm under pressure.
It helps you think, like, under pressure, you know? Like, I'd say, like, fighting even helps anxiety in some...
For sure.
Some parts, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, you feel like, when you're fighting, you feel like you're in, like, an anxious position, you know? Like, most people wouldn't think straight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because you're getting hit, and then you're still trying to think, like, how can I hit back? How can I defend?
Yeah.
So, it's, like, happening like this,
but
you're thinking it through.
Yeah. So, like, I think it helps with anxiety, helps with depression.
You know? Okay, here's the thing. I have a love and hate with the anxiety and fighting thing because you say it takes away anxiety, right?
Mm.
In my opinion, it might give anxiety.
Oh.
Listen. This is why. When I got in the ring, right? Mm. When I got in the ring, your anxiety's going crazy, bro. Yeah. Your anxiety's going crazy. Now that feeling, I know what that feeling is like now, right? Mm-hmm. And ever since like I started fighting, whenever I would go into, let's say, situations that a fight might lead up to, mm-hmm. I'd get that same anxiety now. It's not like I go in blind. I get that anxiety of, oh. I know what it's going to be like.
Okay.
You agree with me?
I don't. Exactly, because like when I got into that fight, bro, I was just like in it, you know.
Okay, yeah, that's true. But I'm talking about the lead up. I'm talking about it's always the lead up.
I got a little pyro stuff. Yeah. I got a little pyro. It's just like for me, like I used to play soccer as well, like mm-hmm. as Muay Thai and soccer.
Yeah,
you know. So I experienced that like right before the games all the time.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So I like
yeah.
numbed it a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. So like when I like got to like a fight or something, mm-hmm. I was already like, yo, I felt this like millions of times.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go chill, do what I was
doing. Do what you learned, yeah. do what you done, yeah.
The Muay Thai really came in handy though, you know?
Exactly. Yo, I have a theory about anxiety, right?
Okay.
Now my theory about anxiety, this is just all like shower thoughts and shit, yeah. right? So this is my theory. My theory is that people that have anxiety are, their genetics were from like people in either stressful situations or like warriors. Now take this in. Think about it, right? If you were like a warrior, let's say long time ago in the Philippines, we would have like tribal warriors, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you take a warrior that's used to fighting all the time, used to combat, used to like being in stressful situations, fighting, right? And then you put him into a room with emptiness, how would he feel?
I feel like he'd feel angered, like.
He'd feel anxious, no?
I guess so.
He'd feel anxious because he's always looking for the action, but there's no action.
Yeah, I guess it's like if you were accustomed to like going out with your boys every day
and yeah.
then COVID hits and then you're in your house all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the people that like end up like feeling the anxiety during school and whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So think about it like this. What if people that have anxiety like inherited that ancestral trait of, let's say, they used to be warriors? Or they used to be fighters, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they inherited that. So nowadays when they're just, let's say, just chilling on the bus by themselves, like not moving.
Yeah.
Or like they're just chilling in the room alone. They have that anxious feeling because they're supposed to be out there.
Doing something like.
Yeah, doing something like something. Fighting. Yeah. Or like fighting for their country, fighting yeah. for whatever.
I guess that's just like if a war veteran comes back and they get PTSD, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Well, do you think we can inherit something like that? This is all just speculation. I don't know if that is true.
Like,
bro.
They say psychosis, you can inherit it.
Word.
Yeah. Like if you, let's say your dad was an alcoholic and then he got psychosis from drinking.
Word. And then you can inherit it like that.
Inherit it from like if you activate it through smoking, you know?
Yeah.
Like just like.
Schizophrenia. Yeah, you can like activate it, right?
You can like activate it in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you like, let's say, smoke too much or like smoke too much dope, obviously.
Yeah.
Not like smoking cigarettes would like, you know, might activate it, but like not as much as like,
yeah, like
weed or like some like next.
Yeah, there's certain things drugs. That can trigger it like a lot. That's why people have to be careful with it, right? Because you don't know your body chemistry like a doctor would.
Yeah, it obviously messes with your head if you're taking something that's like, if you're in a situation where like you said, you're fighting every day for your country,
mm-hmm.
and you're like killing up bare people. And then you come back and then it's just home, sweet home, you know, like you're there, but like you still have the memories of you being back in the field.
Exactly. And, yeah.
Like, yo, I need to defend my country.
Yeah. You know? You're so conditioned to that feeling.
Yeah.
Like when it's all calm, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah. It's just like the conditioning of muscles too.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, I think the body is like just like that, you know, like you can train it to do something, mm-hmm. but like what it's coming back down from it. It's like taking an upper and then what's gonna happen at the end of it, you're gonna get down at the end. Like if you take too much Molly, you're gonna be depressed at the end, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I feel like if you condition your muscles to run all the time and then stop.
Oh randomly. Yeah, that's a good way of thinking it. Cause like, let's say you have an athlete, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you take that athlete that trained every single day of his life. Now look at COVID. That athlete may not have the opportunity to use his endurance and use like everything he's trained for. Mm-hmm. So he's just sitting around.
Yeah, he's just sitting around.
And that definitely gives you depression or like anxiety or something.
Yeah.
Cause think about it like this. It's like training all your life and then just like not being able to use it. Yeah. Or it's like having a machine that you've built and then just putting it in the corner.
Yeah, and then after it's in the corner, what's gonna happen to it? It might not even work again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Might not even work again.
Because that's what's that's what COVID's low-key doing. That's what quarantine lockdown's doing, right?
Yeah, but like at the same time, it's necessary.
It is necessary
for people to stay inside.
Yeah, for sure.
Because like it stops the spread completely. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Instead of masks and whatnot, like
yeah, it's the best. Yeah,
even masks don't even help that much too. Like once it's cold enough, it rides on that. You know how like
the vapor?
Yeah, the vapor, the water vapor.
Yeah, water vapor.
I think what happens, and you can't see it in like now, it's warm enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like I think it just spreads more in the cold. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, what do you think? What do you think about COVID? Do you think the government's not telling us like something?
Bro, it's an alien invasion where aliens brought it down to us. And, yo, fam, we're gonna have to deal with this now.
What if though? Not because there's so much shit that we don't know about, right? Like
yeah, like we don't know most of our sea.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't.
We don't. We talked about that before, but like with COVID, especially with the government, like it could be a whole different thing, and they're only telling us like let's say the first layer of it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just we know there's a virus. We know this is speculated where it came from, mm-hmm. but doesn't mean like why was it made in the first place? It doesn't mean like how did it get there to be that great? You know what I mean? Yo, I always think about this. This is kind of crazy talk, but like, what if there were terrorists that saw COVID as like an opportunity? Mm-hmm. Like think about it like this. Let's say I don't know if this is like conspiracy talk, but let's say they knew COVID was coming, right? Mm-hmm. And they had a thing against the United States. What if these terrorists took advantage of COVID and let's say spread it all over like the lights at traffic? You know what I mean? You know when the crossing walk? Mm-hmm. They put it on there, put it in front of like doorways, like on purpose to spread it more.
Bro, do you know something on terrorists though?
What?
Yo, where's ISIS at?
I think they disbanded now.
They disbanded?
Oh. Either that or like the US, like the US done something.
They did something?
Yeah.
Okay, I never knew still. Like
you hear about it in the news and then you never hear about it again, right?
Yeah, like I just heard like, yo, they did da 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 da, they're taking over banks and then
Yeah,
I swear that's one of the things. They robbed a bank or something.
Oh shit.
And on like ISIS's name or something.
When was this?
I think it was like back in like 2012 or something.
Oh yeah, that's a long time ago. Like,
on the startup of ISIS, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like now I know I think Syria's still a what do you call it, like a failed state. You heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know like the climate right now. I have no idea.
I'm not a professional on that topic, mm-hmm. either, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, if you think about it, like who knows, there could be more terrorists that we just don't know the names of.
Yeah, for sure. Like if you think about it, if China can go and say that, how many bodies did they have at COVID? Like they had bear and
like
they,
something thousand, like
yeah, something
hundred thousand, something thousand,
and they said like it was just like 1,000 or something. Mm-hmm. You know, if they could hide some of that info, then why can't they hide like something big, you know?
Yeah,
they could hide lots of stuff, bro. Like it could be like anywhere.
Because they were 100% suppressing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were not sharing the full details.
Yeah, they were not. And
that's what's scary because like, who knows? How do we know Canada's not doing that? How do we know the States isn't doing that? Like all these other countries?
Like we never know.
We can't know the truth. It's
unless we hire a hacker to hack it for us. You know what I'm saying?
Like Snowden. You know Snowden?
Which one's that?
Bro, you don't know Edward Snowden?
No.
Okay, so Edward Snowden, he pretty much worked with the CIA.
Okay.
And then he found things in their files that said they were watching us through like software, computer software. They were looking at us through like our phones. They're listening into us.
Oh.
They're pretty much tapping like all of our shit and collecting data about us. And he went, they fucking put him in jail, bro. Or no, they didn't put him in jail, but like.
Is that website that, what was the?
No, they didn't, hold on.
There was a website as well that would like release all their background stuff. Like,
oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Secret files and whatnot. And they would hack into it. And it was like under an anonymous branch.
I don't know. I haven't heard about that one.
It was something.com or something.
Like a dark web thing?
I think it was on regular internet, bro.
Word.
I don't think it was dark web.
I don't know.
Or it might have been on Tor.
Yo, you ever heard of Random Nautica?
I've heard of Nautica.
Randonautica or some shit?
Randonautica. Nah.
So pretty much it's like, I was talking to this with Sophia before, like on the podcast, but she told me about it and I looked a little bit more into it. So Random Nautica is pretty much this, you know what geocaching is? Like it'll give you coordinates to go and find something.
Oh.
Like for fun, like a scavenger hunt. Right? Oh. Now this Random Nautica shit, it'll give you coordinates to like something. To like, okay, I'm gonna give you a story now. This person played it, Random Nautica. They followed the coordinates and they found a live baby, bro, by itself.
What?
And then
that's spooky.
Yeah, and then they found another one. And it's like they found like a severed hand. It's like some dark web type of shit, bro.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, it's not all that. It's not all that. Like sometimes you'll find like, let's say someone was giving away an old chair. Mm-hmm. And then they find a chair, or someone's giving away like an Xbox and like an old Xbox or some shit. But like the filter, there's no filter. Mm-hmm. Like you can go find like crazy shit.
Yeah. What if someone just randomly stumbled upon like $100K, fam, and we're told no one. Yeah. And it's just been doing that for fun all day, you know? Sell the items on Kijiji.
Yeah.
Make a couple dollars.
Nah, but like what's is you can have those crazy people, like those people that like ill intent, mm-hmm. and then put in like body parts and shit.
Yeah, that's some serial killer stuff.
Some serial killer shit, bro. Yeah. You ever watch Don't Fuck With Cats on Netflix?
Nah, I don't even have Netflix,
bro. Nah, you don't?
Nah, I don't have Netflix.
Okay, so
I need Netflix though. Like I need it. Like I'm just broke. So
this document, it's like a mini series documentary on Netflix, and it's pretty much about like a serial killer that came from Toronto, fam. So do you ever hear about that video one man one ice pick?
Nah, bro, you need to put me on to some of this stuff, bro. Fam. So you're looking into some interesting stuff.
So this like video, it went viral. It was pretty much It was like this guy dismembering like a body with an ice pick, and this video went viral, right?
That was not on YouTube, bro. That was like on Live Leak.
It was it was on some shit like that, like Live Leak or some shit. Yeah. So what happened was people looked into it. These people like on Reddit, and then like obviously like the the police services and shit were looking into it. And if the documentary pretty much followed the whole story, this guy came from Toronto. He started with putting kittens in like bags, like the vacuum bags. Mm-hmm. And then like the vacuum sealing, and then suffocating kittens in like vacuum sealing.
But how can you even, I guess you could.
Small kittens, put it in like a vacuum, the thing to really like shrink it, the shrink wrap shit. This guy put like kittens in it.
I know vacuum seals, bro. Like, man, a kitten, bro?
Yeah. And then he's so crazy. He did way other shit. And then it got to the point where he took a guy and then fucking murdered him.
Man, you have to be messed up, bro. Like I went through like some messed up stuff, but like nothing like that, bro.
That's messed up.
Someone's just sitting there like, yo, I'm gonna freeze this guy to death.
Nah, he didn't. He had like ice, like a knife shit, and then he's like,
yeah,
cutting
like,
him.
Yeah, but like, how did the guy died before? No, he was alive ice.
No, he like anesthetized it, or what do you call it?
Oh,
like he put him down. He put him to sleep and then like killed him, or I think he knocked him out or some shit like that.
What? I was thinking like he was already dead.
Nah, he's not a dead body, fam. He brought this guy to his house and then like murdered him.
Oh.
And then he filmed it, bro.
There's this one track that my friend showed me.
Yeah.
And it's about a guy that murdered his wife or something.
Oh,
because
shit.
Because he's seen the wife sucking the kid off.
What?
I forgot what the track's called, bro. It's crazy stuff, bro. And he's just rapping about it.
Yeah.
He just raps about it. And like, he's just like, yo, like one of the verses, like, I eat the bitch like fried chicken or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, what the? He's like showing me this stuff. I'm like, no way this is even real. He's like, yo, bro, wait, true story.
He said he ate her?
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck?
Like, to hide it, fam.
What the fuck?
Real shit.
Dog, you know what's crazy though? Like, a lot of these rappers, they low-key snitch on themselves.
Yeah. Bobby Shmurda.
Fam. Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurda, look, he snitched on himself. Yeah,
he snitched on himself. It's probably about a week ago.
But yeah, like, Bobby Shmurda, like, oh, TK.
Yeah, TK.
But TK knew like he was on the run already. He was already on the run.
But there's so many artists.
There's so many artists that just say like all of this shit.
And they're crazy too. Some of the artists like are just crazy. Like I find like the most crazy stuff is what makes people want to watch it.
That's true. That's so true.
That's what makes them want to watch it. Like if I was gonna go like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Like they'd want to watch it.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean though, like out of the ordinary.
Yeah, out of the ordinary. Like if it's just like
yeah, like shit that you wouldn't expect, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I think like dark humor is so popular. Or like even not dark humor necessarily, but like dank memes. You know dank memes?
I've heard of it, but I've never like researched
it. It's those memes that are so like weird. It's like borderline like dark web type of memes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like kinda half shocking, half like weird.
Yeah, like there used to be this one popping website that you could find like all that stuff on. It's called 4chan.
Oh yeah, 4chan. Yeah, 4chan, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, what is it not on anymore?
It's on. But like, I don't think it's popping. Like, I don't hear about it.
It's kind of like Reddit, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone would just end up going to Reddit instead nowadays. I think, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's some kids that like will come with me and be like, "Yo, you watch 4chan?" I'm like, "You're a nerdy one. I know you."
Yeah, like if you know about that, then you're like one of those guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're like in a club. You're in like a secret club now, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck a cult, bro. I'm in the nerd club, bro.
Nah, you know what's crazy though is like Reddit and let's say 4chan, these type of platforms, they have so much power to like get information unfiltered. You know what I mean? Because when people go on Reddit, they don't expect it to be like changed to please. You know, they say how it is, like whatever for real, information. For
real. Like, I hate the friends that like will tell you what you think you want.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like, I want those ones that like are there and they'll be like, yeah, bro, you're doing wrong. You really need to stay in the right direction. And then you fix upon it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't want the one that's like just saying, just preaching that to me. And then, or like I'm preaching that to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, he goes, does the other thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's so true. Yeah.
Like, I want the friend that's going to improve with me, not pull me down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's facts. Because you need those people around. Like, if you have those people that are steering you in the wrong direction, then something's wrong. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you have to reevaluate. Like, you have to understand, like, what direction am I going and why am I going in that direction?
For real. Because I was talking to my brother's friend that's also a rapper.
Yeah.
His name's Most Pants.
Yeah.
And he's been steering me nice, bro. Like, he's been like...
He's been teaching you the game. He's been
teaching me the game. He's been like, yo, you should do this, you should do that, but like not in like, yo, do this, do that,
yeah just like good advice.
Yeah, he guides me, you know what I'm saying?
Like constructive criticism.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he give me the constructive criticism and give me some nice life advice.
Yeah, because that's so valuable, right?
So much better, so much better. And like he taught me, don't do things just for your friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need to work on yourself more than other people, you know what I'm saying?
No, 100%. Yeah,
I'm more the kind of guy that's like easygoing, and like I like help out a friend if he's like, yo,
you
have $100.
You look out. You look out.
I'd be like, yeah, I got $100 here, fam.
Yeah.
You know, I'm expecting $100 back though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I usually get that back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's those people that I don't get that kind of like the same energy back. You know what I'm saying?
Those are the people you have to look out for.
Yeah, I have to look out for them. You know what I'm saying?
Those are like the snakes in the grass. You know?
Yeah. Like, you hear artists talk about that all the time. Like, I'm cutting the grass low because I need to keep the snakes out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so true though, because like, you have to know who's running with you. You have to understand, like, look at your circle. There's someone that said it, but it's so true. If you want to see your future,
you look at your friends.
Look at who's around you.
Who's around you, and then that will show you your future. Yeah.
It's like, so true.
Yeah, like everyone around you reflects you.
Yeah, facts. They reflect facts.
You.
Yeah.
Because like, if you're like hanging around the same person every single day, you're going to grow with the person, you know, or go down with the person.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're either going to bring you up or bring you down.
Yeah. You want those people that like can help you out too, you know what I'm saying? The one thing that like cheeses me the most about life.
Yeah.
And like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Is like, you'll get no recognition for the good. But like, they'd be like, unless you're doing like amazing, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're like, you go 150% instead of 100, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you'll be like, okay, yeah, you're doing good. Good job. Good job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, when you do bad, you're always like hearing about it, like bare, like preached upon you, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
that's the thing. That's the thing.
I don't like about like just life in general, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to get bad grades, for example, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like, it just stuck with me. Like, I always thought that I was going to get bad grades.
Because you got to look past it, though.
Yeah, and then I just had to look past it. I had to be like, yo, I'm going to try and do my best.
Yeah.
You know, keep everything going, you know, going steady.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
And it came, you know what I'm saying? I did decent. I'm not going to say I was an A-plus student, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But coming from, like just passing Cs to, like, maybe a B or something, you know, I was like, wow, bro. Making improvements on myself, you know. I was feeling nice, you know.
Yeah.
But on the next.
You have a theory for me?
Yeah, bro. It's a theory/fact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like history.
Let me hear it.
So back in World War II,
yeah,
the Germans used to take this thing called Pervitin.
What's that,
bro? It was basically meth, fam.
Wait, so like drugs?
Yeah, it was basically methamphetamine. So
they gave it to the soldiers. So they gave it
to the soldiers as a test at first, right?
Yeah.
And they invaded Poland with it. So that was like an easy one for them because they could just like go through it. You know what I'm saying? But they went through it. They were successful.
Wait, what does it do to you?
Okay, so it makes you like euphoric and like it gives you a lot more energy. You know what I'm saying? So like you could stay up for like, if you take it like every single day,
yeah,
you could stay up for like months.
Damn, what the
Yeah, like if you had a nice binge and like, like you had like a constant supply of it, yeah, which they did in the army, you know what I'm saying? Because they, yeah, they eventually got it as rations to them.
Damn, that's crazy. So, like rations,
yeah, rations. It'd be like in the rations.
That's
like,
crazy.
If you look up like German rations kit,
yeah,
you could probably get it, bro.
What the fuck?
Like they might have taken it out, but like you might be able to get it still. And it's called Pervitin in German rations.
So that's why they were that good of soldiers.
Yeah, yeah. So like on their basically blitzkrieg is what they used to do, like to invade Poland.
Yeah, like the raids. Yeah, yeah, raids. Yeah, yeah.
So they would raid real quick and they'd be able to like go through like forests for like days on end as long as they could put fuel into their tank.
Is this World War II?
World War II.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just like go for days on end, mm-hmm, and then keep walking, keep going, you know what I'm saying? But once they hit Russia, mm-hmm, it was a whole different story because you can't just walk into Russia, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they built like, they had a new thing. I forgot what it's called. It's not blitzkrieg. They basically just set up like basically trenches, you know what I'm saying?
Mm, yeah, yeah. Like trench war.
Yeah, trench war. But they'd stay up all night. It would be like a double-edged sword. So like they'd stay up all night. Yes,
yeah, yeah.
But they weren't really active because they were just in the trenches, you know?
Yeah, they wouldn't get any rest.
So,
like,
yeah, so they'd have this euphoria and they'd go like crazy.
Sometimes. They're higher than their minds.
Yeah, and sometimes they'd go and they'd just go, boom, shoot themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Because they were that high. They were like that tripping out.
So, damn, that's crazy.
So like some of the soldiers died from that. And so this other guy, I forgot what his name was, mm-hmm, but he ended up like going against it and like started telling them all the negatives and whatnot to the general public.
Yeah, yeah.
But by then, everyone was addicted to it because it was like without an.
Yeah, because it's addictive. Yeah,
because at the start, it was like as easy to get as like Benadryl.
Word.
Yeah, like
damn. So it's war, like it's like nothing. The war,
they're like, you could get it without a prescription. It's like, you could get it. And then towards like the middle to the end, mm-hmm, they started putting it as like a prescription.
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
But if you still wanted it, you could basically just go to the Nazis, join the Nazis and get it in your rations every single day.
Damn. So they knew what was up. They knew like the effects of it.
Yeah.
Which is why they gave it to them.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
Addicts, bro.
Like if you look into it, during World War II, Germany, they would do all of these like experiments and shit.
Bro, they probably have so many experiments on like next things, bro.
Like, yeah, they would experiment with like people with special abilities.
Yeah.
Or even people with like extraordinary like features of their, like if they had two different colored eyes, like yeah, mutant, yeah, like quote, yeah, unquote mutants, yeah, they would like experiment on them to try and like replicate shit.
Yeah, I heard that one of their scientists were like big into transfusions, bro. Like, you what? Know, blood transfusion.
Yeah,
so he'd get it like almost every week, bro. Get like a blood transfusion. He thought it was like super healthy for his body and whatnot. And then guess how he died?
How?
Transfusion.
that's where Nazi zombies come in. Yeah. That's where the whole plot of zombies, yeah, came in, because of the experiments and shit.
Yeah, for real.
And COD,
they might come back to life, bro. Who knows?
Get the ray gun out, fam.
Yeah, my yo, pack a punch my guns, bro. Pack a punch them. Pack a punch them. Get the red dot and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Out there just spraying up the crowd of zombies, bro. You ready for that?
Like a zombie apocalypse? Yeah,
you'd be ready for that?
Bro, honestly, zombie apocalypse, I would not be ready for it.
Nah?
I think I'd have a fighting chance, but I don't think anybody would be ready for it.
I think the world would be overtaken.
It would be over. It'd be over.
It'd be over.
Especially like World War Z. Remember that movie?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
With the zombies. If it's like that, like imagine COVID was a zombie infection.
Bro, there are actually funguses that are zombie infections.
Yeah, I heard about that with ants, right? Yeah.
Ants, yeah. I was reading that and I was like, whoa, bro, if this mutates in like let's say like 200 years or like 1,000 years from now,
mm-hmm,
bro, that could actually happen, bro.
Yeah, because the fungus would like take over the brain of the ant, right?
Yeah.
And pretty much control it like a parasite.
Yeah, and what would happen at the end of their lifetime is they'd be like stuck to like trees and whatnot. And you can see like some pictures.
Yeah.
You can see that like a whole tree is covered with ants.
Yeah.
They're all dead. They're zombies.
Damn. So it's like a hive. They make like a hive.
Yeah.
That's
it's crazy, bro. Because they all want to go to like they want to find the perfect condition for it to spread more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they find moisture. They find all that. And then they end up going to the same place.
Damn. Yeah. Because it's pretty much, it's a plant. It's like, yeah, it's fungus. Yeah, it's a living fungus thing. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Imagine, because I always think about this. What if there was, let's say, a zombie infection in World War II with all the experiments and shit? Yeah. They made it and it's a disinfection, but it's locked away in a safe. Yeah. But for whatever reason, that shit comes out and infects the whole population.
Bro, that would be crazy. But on chemistry and stuff, I think it's real, bro. Like, you could probably do that. Like, you could turn paper into alcohol. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah. Like, I seen it on YouTube. This guy legit, mm-hmm. like, got like cardboard and just like started like stacking it.
And he made it into alcohol?
Made it into alcohol. What? Bro, you can make diamonds into water.
Wait, what?
It's called diamond water, bro. What the fuck? What they do is like, you can get like a tube of like diamonds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you put in like a nice tube and then you can blowtorch small diamonds and they melt away.
Damn, that's...
And then what happens is it infuses into the water. So like you have diamonds in your water. So it turns into like 100K K like
water,
like water, like
what the rice. Fuck? that's like something 2 Chainz would drink.
Bro, he has a he's
oh he did a video on it.
Video.
Oh
he
shit!
Did a video, yeah, bro. Yeah.
That's what's wrong.
Yeah, like I didn't know from that, but like I did some more research into it after I saw the
YouTube video,
and then I was like, whoa, diamond water, bro.
Yo, you
that's
know what?
Man's just sipping on out here.
Yeah, because there's so many different like let's say you know what alchemy is? It's pretty much the science of like potions and like. Biology, right?
I seen that in Skyrim still.
Yeah, like that, like alchemy and shit. Yeah. Bro, take in, okay, do you know what your pineal gland is?
Pineal gland.
All right, yo, get this, bro. So in ancient Egypt, you know, remember that eye, like the eye of Horus?
Okay.
The like Egyptian symbol, you know what I mean, with the eye. Mm. Take in that symbol of the pineal gland is actually present in our brain. If you cut your brain open, you can see the same shape of the eye of Horus, and it's your pineal gland in your head. It's present in every single person, every single human. Now take this in. So the pineal gland, right? It's pretty much responsible for your dreams, for feeling serotonin, and guess what?
What?
It's responsible for giving you or producing DMT.
Oh, yeah.
Dimethyltryptamine in your brain.
I've heard lots about DMT too. Like, I think one of my friends did it one time.
Yeah.
And said that like it was crazy, bro. Like that's the stuff that like if I'm not wrong, before you die, don't you get like a hit of like a lot more DMT?
Yeah, something like that. Like our body produces that chemical.
Yeah.
So I was looking into like this alchemy shit, and there's this thing called ormus. It's pretty much a concoction of gold, and it's like a fluid, right? They make it from gold. And the ancient Egyptians used to use it to pretty much take out the crust of your pineal gland. Because over time, with us drinking, I think it's fluoride. Yeah. Fluoride creates a crust in our pineal gland. And what has fluoride, bro? What has fluoride?
Toothpaste.
Water. Everything we drink, like water and shit, that has fluoride in it. Only natural spring water doesn't have it. Mm. Unless like they put it in to clean it.
Yeah.
But there's a crazy conspiracy because there's a scientist, I forgot his name, but he did a study of the relationship of fluoride and does it actually do anything for us? And there's no benefits of it.
Yeah.
There's no benefits. Yeah, there's no benefits of fluoride.
Yeah, but there's just cons, I lie.
Yeah, so common benefit is like it's good for your teeth.
Uh-huh.
He did a study, there's no correlation for it being good for your teeth.
For real?
Yeah. But it's so like it's been grandfathered down, it's been so accepted that it does that.
Yeah,
we don't take another look at it, we don't pay attention to it.
That's just like, you know, lead was actually used by rich, like
lead
spoons.
Oh yeah,
like table utensils.
Yeah
made out of lead,
like the poisonous metal.
Yeah, lead's poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
And people used to just like eat with lead utensils, and it was actually for the rich.
I didn't even know that.
It wasn't even for the poor. Like the rich were like, yo, this shit's blue, bro.
Damn. This shit's
crazy.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, that shit's glowing.
So they're slowly like killing themselves. Yeah. Damn, that's
crazy.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
See, because there's so many like different side effects that we don't really pay attention to, right?
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't know any of that shit like about your pineal gland unless someone like told you or like if you looked into it. The government's not gonna tell you that shit.
Yeah, they're not. Like just like you know your phone and all these electronics give off radiation, right?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So I was doing a study for my course, and it said they're lying about how much radiation is actually coming off your phone.
Damn, for real?
Yeah.
Yo, you know what? Because I wouldn't be surprised. It's such a thing, like they can't hold it back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's say these were actually killing us.
Yeah.
Like, how would you convince the population that don't use your phone?
Yeah, don't use your phone. But like, think of where we're putting it, bro. Like, we put it on our thighs, and that's close to how we reproduce, right?
That's so true.
We put it to our head, where we think.
Yeah.
The two most vulnerable places is where we put it.
Yo, that's so true. Cause like, let's say this is like a microwave. Remember your mom's always like, don't stand close to the microwave.
Yeah, don't stand close to the microwave.
This is low-key a mini microwave. Yeah. And we're bringing it to our brain. We're bringing it to reproductive organs.
Yeah.
And there's definitely some side effects to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Damn, bro. That's crazy,
right? Yeah. Bro, I might just have to invest in the lead phone cases, bro. Because lead.
Lead?
Lead.
But isn't it poisonous? Right,
yeah, if you lick it or like inhale it or something.
Okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's not poisonous if you touch it. Or not as poisonous, but like lead, I'm pretty sure gets rid of most...
Blocks away the radiation.
Blocks most radiation, bro.
Word.
So if you like put a lining of it in your phone, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it'll help a lot better. Like if you have one of those ones that like go both ways.
But the only thing though, if you do that, it probably cut off connection, right?
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, it might. Might have to bring
that's the dilemma.
Might have to bring back the antenna stuff.
That's the dilemma now, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's that thing Elon Musk is making, like the new Wi-Fi? He's dropping like a new Wi-Fi.
For real?
Yeah. He's making his own like satellite connection.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's coming out like next year. Hold on. Let me see.
Does it connect to regular Wi-Fi?
No, it's like its own Wi-Fi service.
Oh, so it's like Bell or Rogers, but like he has his own like
satellite. It's called Starlink.
Starlink.
Yeah, it's by Elon Musk.
So it's just like Bell and whatnot, but he has his own satellite.
Yeah, there. So and it's going to be available to like the whole world because it's satellite and it's going to be freaking like super fast. It's going to be like, it's going to be like instant connection or instant like speed, crazy speed.
Is that what's the cost of it though? Is it gonna
apparently
be
it's like $100 a month? It's not even that bad. It's like regular.
Okay,
it's like regular Wi-Fi or regular like plans.
Does it need like it needs a router and whatnot, right?
Probably. Yeah, probably
needs all that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But yo, Elon Musk is smart,
bro. Bro, but once you get to that status, there's probably things that you can make and you can't make, and he's trying to push the boundaries, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because like there's things that like the government's just like, yo, you can't make that because blah 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 blah.
Like the Neuralink, like the chips in your brain,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're like, yo, because this might malfunction and then we have a bunch of people going to the hospital to change
that's
the,
so true
blah,
yeah
blah, 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 blah. But like to evolve status quo, you have to push the boundaries.
That's so, yeah, exactly. You always have to like, you have to do the next thing that pushes the limit.
Yeah.
I mean, because before, let's say, even before, if you look at fashion, right? Let's look at it fashion. Girls weren't allowed to wear like skirts and stuff. They weren't allowed to show their legs.
Yeah, they weren't allowed to show in their ankles.
And their ankles. But now like things evolved and then people kept pushing boundaries. And it kind of evolved with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only did our fashion evolve, but like we evolved as humans, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Every time, like we keep pushing the boundary, But like the places where you don't want to push the boundaries, we're pushing it too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like in law, we're pushing the boundaries even more and more.
Yeah.
But then we need to count. Some people are finding counters to it. Like the government's finding counters to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you want to hear something crazy?
What?
Did you know in Canada, we have no self-defense law?
Yeah, I saw that. I knew that.
Yeah, like we literally have no right to defend ourselves.
Like in the US, you could go shoot someone in your house if they're
attacking.
Attacking you. But here you can't do that.
There's no self-defense law.
There's no self-defense.
That's so f***ed, bro. And taking Canada banned all assault rifles too.
Yeah, they're about to ban handguns too.
They're trying to ban everything.
Yeah, they're trying to ban everything.
Yo, we're not even allowed to like carry something for ourselves. You can't even carry like pepper spray and shit.
Yeah.
Like for self-defense purposes. Like if it's for self-defense, you're not allowed to carry it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Like a lot of people, we don't understand. Like sometimes we don't really bag like how free we actually are. Because we don't really read the laws like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we just assume.
Yeah. We just think what's right and what's wrong. You know what I'm saying? In our brain. But at some points you're like, is this right or wrong? And then you look in the law.
And it tells you something else. It
tells you something way, way different. You know what I'm saying?
Because yo, in reality, what is the law? The law is just what they agreed upon.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily mean it's right.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily mean it's morally right.
Yeah,
but that's just what they agreed upon.
Mm-hmm. Like I'd say,
because like look at like, let's say there's a guy stealing diapers for his baby, right? Mm-hmm. It goes to something like that.
Yeah,
if there's a guy stealing diapers for his baby, sure, it's illegal, but is it morally acceptable because he needs that? That's his necessity, and no one's gonna give it to him. I know, like it's iffy there because it's like, but that's
like
a conversation,
the store
right?
Owner would look down upon it. A regular person outside would be like, yo bro, just let him just take it. He's poor, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, yo, do you know what's crazy?
What?
The people that like act poor and they're like begging on the side of the road and they're like,
that's a thing.
Yo, okay, so they act poor.
Yeah.
Some people go and like they have like a car next to them, like they have a
word
car in the parking lot.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a bunch of stories.
So they're just pretending, and then you're just trying to get free money.
Yeah.
Damn, and bro. Like, that's sad. Why would you do that?
Yeah, because like there's some beggars that make bare dollars a day, like bare. Because some people will come up, give them like $100. You know.
Yeah,
what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah.
Some of them will give them $5.
Yeah. And then maybe you'll get like, someone like super rich give you like $1,000.
Yeah.
Because they want you to be better.
Yeah.
That's taking advantage of like good people.
Exactly. But like that's what's happening sometimes, bro. Like, I was talking to a friend today, and he was like, yo, I keep seeing this guy downtown, but he comes down to PK.
What?
And then we're like, okay. And he's just like, yo, he's odd, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's like a druggie.
Yeah.
So you see him, like, use it for drugs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that right to give him the money, or is it wrong? You know what I'm saying?
See, that's the thing, because, like, we're not obliged to give to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not... It's not, we don't need to. Mm. It's up to us whether we decide to or not.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's up to them what they do with the money they get.
Yeah.
Because, like, if we just keep giving that person money and all they're doing is just bringing them lower or getting them deeper in a hole that they can't get out of, then in a sense, like, we're doing that wrong. We're doing wrong.
Yeah.
So maybe what's worth more, instead of us giving to them, maybe what's worth more is giving them opportunities.
Yeah.
Let's say opportunities to learn, like how he can get out of his situation, or opportunities to like.
But what about those,
see things differently?
Those ones where like they choose to be like that, bro. Because like there's this one place that I always go to, and it's like right by Lake Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like there's this one little parking lot that you could go into.
Yeah.
And bro, this guy's just been there for like since the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
And like he's like. A little bit bigger, but like we're trying to decide if we should give him money or not, because he's just been sitting in the one spot, but he's living in his car. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is he choosing to live like that, or is he like down on his luck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's hard to tell sometimes.
We sit there sometimes, right?
Yeah,
we sit there. We're just chilling. We're just because there's a nice Pokemon Go stop there. Yeah. You know? I'm playing Pokemon Go. And bro, he's just sitting there, and then you see like a car go by and it will park up right next to him, you know?
Yeah.
And then you talk to him. And then you might see him like get something out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So like, I'm not sure if he's just sitting there because he started knowing people would come to him and like give him the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He could just live there. But like, is that his choice to sit there, or is he just trying to do it to... Get something out of it, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Because there's a lot of people in the world that try to just take advantage of.
Yeah.
Or even, sometimes maybe that's all they know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's all they know, because they don't know any better, right?
Yeah.
Which is sad, like.
Yeah, there really is, like. I just can't get down to the level that, like, some of these people are at, you know what I'm saying? Like if I was dead broke, would I actually do what they're doing, you know what I'm saying?
But it's hard, because you don't know their situation. You don't know exactly their situation.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? What if it's worse than what you see? It's even worse, right? Like, you don't know. What if they're being dogged on by like people that they owe money to?
Right.
Like, what if they owe money to like a dealer? Yeah. There's so many different like variables. Like, we can't really. That's why it's so hard to help, right?
It's so hard to help. Like,
because they really have to be able to help themselves too. It's always like, it always comes down to we can help. It's like bringing a horse to water, right? You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make the horse drink.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same as like, you can help someone be better, but it's up to them if they want to be better.
Yeah. Just like addicts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all up to them if they want to change what they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Like
you can show them the brighter future, but it really is up to that person, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really up to that person. Like, there's so many things that like can go, like, it could be like his fault, mm. but, like, you know, it might be like his choice, you know, but like his choice might've been to be there, but like, is it for the long run, or is it for like the short term? You know?
I know. Yeah. There's so many variables. There's so many variables. Like, what if that was his way of coping with a certain situation with his family, a certain situation, like he chose that instead of killing him, you know? There's so many different variables.
Yeah.
And every single person is different, so it's hard to like put them under that same umbrella.
For real.
Yeah, let's change the topic. Yeah,
it's getting heated on that one.
On another note, you have any other like theories and shit you want to talk about?
No really theories, but you know what's interesting about me?
What?
Yo, my grandfather was a politician, man.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's
Where
In Guyana.
Yeah.
A politician. And like, you know, like back in Guyana, back home,
mm-hmm.
it was crazy. It's just crazy. Like, I never really got to meet my grandfather too much because he was like,
he's busy all the time.
I'm not too sure, you know what I'm saying? Because like,
it's hard to see him.
Like, mm-hmm. he didn't like Canada. He didn't want to, like, it's really iffy, you know?
Yeah.
There's so much stuff that's happened because he was a politician that, like, I don't think it would have happened if, like, he wasn't, you know?
Yeah.
For one, like, it's kind of like a heavy situation, but he actually got shot one time.
Oh, shit.
And my grandma died from it still.
Yeah,
it's kind of fucked up. Like, back
Wait,
then,
what there happened?
Was, there was, like, a bunch of rebels, you know? Or not rebels, fucking... bandits like
there was a big
jailbreak and a bunch of bandits got out of jail. So a couple of those bandits went to the politician, because at that time my uncle switched parties. Or my grandfather switched parties, you know?
Yeah.
And he
got into like a beef.
A beef, I think, you know? And they just came, and like my grandma was called in to go to Guyana.
Yeah.
And like next thing you know, my mom gets the phone call, and like we're all like, whoa, what's next?
So they like pulled up on that.
Yeah, they just pulled up on like my grandfather had like a nice like mansion, kind of like, it's like a compound, you know?
Yeah.
And like he had like guard dogs, he had like a nice wall, and like everything, you know? And it was like on the sea, on like along the
shoreline. The
shoreline, you know?
Yeah.
So they came in on boat, I think. And they started shooting up the place. The guard dogs just like the guard dogs cut, you know?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, boom, like they get into the compound.
Yeah.
And they get into the place and they see my grandma, and then they're like, yo, give me all the money, blah, blah, blah. And then I guess my grandma didn't want to give them the money.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So it was like $100K in the safe, US or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they like take the money, they shoot my grandfather, and then they shoot my grandfather in like his waist or something, you know, his leg or something.
Yeah.
Because he's the politician, so. And then they just went to my grandma and boom, shot her. And then fucking she like was next to this dog that grew up with her, you know, like grew up like in her, like when she was like 30, you know, she bought
it.
And then like the dog grew attached to her and whatnot. And she died right next to the dog, and the dog died too. You know,
they shot the dog.
Dog too. Like, damn, they're so like messed up, you know?
That's messed up.
Like, when I saw it, when I found out about this, like my mom would never tell me like what was going on, you know, like it was like that stuff was going down, you know. And then I found it out through a news article, bro.
No way.
Yeah.
I
didn't even hear it from my mom and whatnot, bro. It was crazy, bro.
That's like, crazy.
I was sitting there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm looking in class. I'm reading up on my mom's side's name, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, blah, 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 blah. I'm reading through it. And next thing you know, I'm like, that's where my grandma is, bro. You know? Because I always thought, since a little kid, I always thought that, like, till I was, like 6 or something, you know?
Yeah.
I found out that not everyone only has, I thought everyone had only one set of grandparents, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I only saw my grandparents on my mom's side.
You only saw your mom's side?
No, I only saw my dad's side.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, on my mom's side, I only saw them, like, when I was a baby, you know? So like when I grew up, I was like,
did you grow up in Guyana?
No. Okay, I grew up here, right?
Yeah.
But I got taken out to Guyana when I was little. And actually my grandparents wanted me to stay out in Guyana with them.
Oh yeah?
So like that would have been crazy. I would have had a Guyanese accent and whatnot. Yeah. Oh, that would have been crazy. But that didn't happen. And so like I barely knew that happened, and I was sitting in class and like I just seen it.
Damn,
and
that's,
I always
that's,
thought that's that like crazy. Everyone had like one set of grandparents, bro. And I was like, whoa, when I found out, you know, that like everyone has two, like I was just like, the world, like,
damn, you were young when you heard this too. Yeah.
I was just like, whoa, this is how the world really is, you know?
Damn,
like,
bro.
Like, everything just hit me, you know?
That's like, that's hard to like to hear.
Yeah, sometimes life just like hits you, you know? Like,
yeah.
It just hits you, and then like, you like either have to get up from it and like move on, or like you just end up struggling with it like throughout your whole life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's so true, bro.
And, like, I tried to like, or right now as I'm trying, I'm trying to like go on with it, you know what I'm saying? Because like, I didn't really know my grandma, right?
Yeah.
But, like, one day, my grandparents and my grandpa that, like, I do know are going to pass away, you know? And it happens. It's the life cycle, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, what's going to happen when, like, our parents die, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be crazy, bro. Like, death is fucked, bro.
It's like, that's why you have to cherish every single moment you have, you know?
Yeah,
like, you have to really acknowledge like the time and take advantage of the time you have with them.
Yeah.
Because it's not forever.
That's why I always want to stay like conscious, bro. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like I know some people that like are used to always just want to be like blocked out, you know, like off, yeah, like some next drug, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'd be like, yo, bro, how you living like this, bro?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this is not life. Yeah. You don't even know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're living out like a zombie, and then you wake up like a month later, and you're like,
you wasted all that time. All that time's all that gone. Time,
and then your brain's even more fucked up too, because you just lost all that time.
Yeah.
And you're like,
and you put yourself into a position where it's it's not, that's not what life should be.
Yeah. And then your brain's messed up because of all the drugs too, you know?
Yeah.
And then like, just life is crazy, bro. Like,
mm-hmm. life's crazy, fam.
Life's crazy. Like, I'm just trying to cherish it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real. Like, so important.
You have to.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about, like, materialistic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to, like, yes, like, that's going to bring you, like, happiness for that one start, you know?
Yeah, I always preach that. I always preach that.
Yeah, you always do, like, and, like, it's not going to, like...
What's more valuable, like, materialistic or experience?
Yeah, experience. Right?
The experiences you have with your family, experiences you have with your friends.
Yeah.
Memories. You make memories rather than having, like, fuck, PS5.
Yeah, I'd rather be broke and like have like my people around me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they could help me out whenever, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then me being like rich and like me being all alone, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
Like, if I was like rich and all alone, like
what's it for? Bro? Yeah.
You know? I want to do it and then like be like eating like shish kebabs with my team and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like just being like happy and whatnot, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. Like amped, like, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like just being like happy, bro. Like, but like life's not always happy, you know what I'm saying?
There's mm-hmm. there's ups and downs, but you really have to find like what's in it for you. You have to find like how you can find the best out of life, you know?
For sure.
Up to you to find that path, like how you want to live. It's not going to be easy road. It may be bumpy, but it's up to you whether you're just going to hold it like that or if you're going to choose your own path and make it something else out of it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like most of the time people are just going with the flow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I find that's like that's something that you'd say if like you didn't have anything like planned, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you like aren't thinking about
you, because you have to find you have to find your way, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it may be a go with the flow type of situation, like if you're still not sure, but you always have to be curious. You have to always be like trying to be better yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trying to always better yourself.
Yeah, it's not like go with the flow and I'm in the same situation where I'm drinking every single day, I'm smoking every single day, and I'm not improving at any point, you know what I'm saying? It's all about making it like the best each day, you know? Doing your best each day, you know?
Yeah,
that's why I like preaching, you know? Like every single day you look at it and you're like, bro, am I improving today? Like I just recently started writing a journal.
And
in it I'm like, yo, did I improve?
Mm-hmm.
Or did I like go down some way, you know? And when you write the journal you could like self-reflect crazy, bro. Like
yeah, you learn a lot from yourself.
Yeah, it's
you
crazy. Learn a lot from like, yourself. If you go back and read some of it,
because you're reading your thoughts, you're reading your mind.
Yeah, your mind, you could see where your mind was really at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you could find out like where your mind was thinking, you know, like you could reflect back at the same time and be like, yo, was this proper or was this like iffy, you know? Like was what I was doing beneficial or something that like I shouldn't have done at all, you know?
Yeah, that's so true, bro. So true.
Like, that's how I think about gambling all the time, bro.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm down, I'm just like, bro, like it feels nice when you're up, you know? Like
yeah,
I've been up like a rack, you know?
And yeah,
I get greedy, fam, and like I keep on wanting more.
And then that's how you lose. Yeah, that's how you lose it all.
You know, that's how I lose. I'm like, bro, I got to this rack. I think I can make it to a million. You know what I'm saying? I'm
gonna be
a millionaire of this shit. You know?
Because you get greedy.
Yeah, you get super greedy, bro. And then you're like, bro,
it's
not worth it, fam. It's not worth it.
All right, we're running a little bit out of time, but I wanna hit you with some theories real quick.
Okay.
Do you know the Dora the Explorer theory?
Let me hear it. I might know it.
Alright. So there's this theory that the reason Dora the Explorer is allowed to like adventure off and go on these adventures with like boots.
Mm-hmm.
Is because her father is a cartel leader that pretty much owns like the whole area and she's the daughter of this cartel boss. What? So no one with her.
Except for Swiper.
Except for Swiper. Nah, cause like, look. If you really back, there's no other adults that bother her. Mm-hmm. It's just like animals and shit.
Yeah.
The theory is that Dora is this daughter of like this cartel leader. That's why like you never see any other people come after her. Or you never see like any other adults in the show.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
This is a crazy theory. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's a crazy one.
Stop. Yeah. And what if the reason like she sees all these crazy magical stuff like with talking animals? What if she took like a little bit of the supply?
Yeah, that makes lots of sense. I'm not gonna lie. Like, let me think. Still, I think I have some.
You got one?
Nah, like I was watching like a bunch of videos on theories before I came on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I had to.
You watch regular show, right?
The one with the Blue Jay.
Yeah, with the Blue Jay, Mordecai and Rigby.
Yeah.
So there's this whole theory that regular show was based off a LSD trip. Like all the magical shit they see, all of the crazy spectacular stuff that happens in the show, mm-hmm. is because they're tripping balls off LSD.
Okay. All
right, listen. So the first ever like tester video, like a test or like a test of the show, was pretty much this it's like a short film called, no, like not even a short film, like a short clip called 3 a.m. in the p.m. And pretty much what it was, or 2 a.m. in the p.m. So pretty much what it was like the gumball machine Benson. Mm-hmm. And Mordecai, they were pretty much like humans, and they were just talking in the gas station, talking about like whatever. And then Mordecai gives him LSD in like a candy, mm-hmm. and he takes LSD in a candy, and then they start tripping balls, and he turns into a blue jay, and he turns into a gumball machine, and then they see like magical shit.
Oh, what?
So maybe the whole show is just like them tripping off balls. That's why they see all that.
Yeah, that makes sense. That, like a lot of cartoons these days though are like basically like like something that you could like watch off of like shrooms or like,
yeah,
like, or something, yeah, you know?
I feel like that's what they do on purpose.
Yeah, that's what they do on purpose. They, mm-hmm. make it like because like when they like look into a child's mind, it's like more scattered, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like it has to be a lot more dulled down, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
but like when they make,
because like, they're so creative. Yeah, it's so like out there.
Yeah, it's so out there, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what's that one, the with the Cat in the Hat, bro? Like how?
Oh yeah, the Cat in the Hat. Yeah, like Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, that's crazy. Dr. Seuss is crazy, bro. I hear he was off of it, bro.
Yeah, he definitely like he was definitely on something.
Yeah, he was on something, bro. Like I'm pretty sure it was like some hallucinogens and whatnot.
Word.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I would not be. I have to look into that stuff.
Sure that's why like all the trees are like,
oh,
like swirls and whatnot. You know?
Yo, I just took that in. Yeah. Like all of the trees are like colorful.
Yeah.
And it's like wavy.
Yeah.
Yo, I never really bagged that.
Yeah, fam.
I gotta look more into that one. That's a good theory. Alright, we're hitting 2 hours. Let's cut it.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, thanks for coming in, bro.
No problem.
So
bro.
Glad you came Thank through. You. It's nice to see you again, fam.
It's an honor to be here, bro. It's an honor to be here on this. I might have to do some shout outs though.
Alright, go ahead. Yeah. Shout out everyone.
Shout out Boof. Shout out BJ. Shout out Seamus or Keon. Shout out Nick Pup, you know? I have a whole list, you know?
All right, that's good. Yeah,
you know, all right, everyone out there, if I miss you, my bad.
Shout out your dukes at least. Shout out mom and dad.
Thank you for birthing me, you know. You're the ones.
All right. Thank you everyone for showing up to episode 13, but thanks for coming through, fam. If you guys want to follow Logan on Instagram, I'll link it in the bio, whatever you want. But yeah, thanks for watching. You guys are the best, greatest supporters in the world. Jumpers Jump out.